This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gatlin's Barbecue on Ella. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. 2 hours left of The Usual Suspects from Gatlin's Barbecue right here on Ella. Stop by and see us. There is just no better barbecue in the area. And while you're at it, sign up for Hawk Security, because I did it, Nate did it. I'm telling you right now, Hawk Security, they take care of you, and they take care of what's most important to you. That's your belongings, your house, and your family. All you got to do right now is just text the word SAFE, S-A-F-E, to 36260. That's S-A-F-E to 36260. That'll register you for a $50 Visa gift card with a chance to help out for Christmas gifts. At the same time, it'll have your home secured, because if you put in the promo code Nate, they'll get back in touch with you, and they'll give you a free doorbell camera with installation, no activation or install, savings of over $400, and they'll walk you through what they can do for you security-wise. It'll go right to my man Rocky, who is the main man at Hawk, and he'll take care of you personally. It's a great deal from a great company.
You see the story in out of Oakland, how the city of Oakland is suing the Raiders?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so they're basically saying that it's crazy because they're suing the Raiders for moving and relocating, and they're trying to get some money, saying that the Raiders and the NFL colluded and did all these horrible things. But what's wild is in the lawsuit, they're not asking Oakland to stay. They're like, you can go. We don't want you.
We just want
you to pay for it.
Yeah.
Which, so I found that to be kind of interesting. And then Davis comes out and says that hey, look, I'm not gonna give them money and rent that they're gonna turn around and use to sue me. I'm not gonna do that. So why am I gonna pay? Because they don't have a place to play next year. They literally don't have a contract on a place to play for next season.
Wait, let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
So you're saying that the NFL would have collusion?
What?
That the owners might be in cahoots?
No
way!
I'm not saying that. I'm suggesting the city of Oakland is saying that.
You mean like keeping a certain quarterback out of the league?
Barbara Parker, a city attorney, said the Raiders' illegal move lines the pockets of NFL owners and sticks Oakland, its residents, taxpayers, and dedicated fans with the bill. Purpose of the lawsuit is to hold the defendants accountable and help compensate Oakland for the damages. But again, I just find it hilarious that they're like, yeah, we don't like the fact that you're leaving, but we don't want you to stay.
So say, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, but I hope it hits your wallet and it pops out so we can get whatever's in there and use it for whatever we're going to do next with our team and the new arena that they're trying to build a new baseball stadium for the A's right now. That's been kicked around in many different ways. It's been proposed, and Oakland looks like they're buying into that. So they might get out of that dump of the Coliseum altogether and get a brand new baseball stadium, because there are portions of Oakland near the water that are beautiful that you can set up much like San Francisco and AT&T Park. But there's also portions of Oakland that are a dump.
As in most cities, I mean, not every city. Most cities are going to have their bad spots and good spots.
Oakland is dangerous in a lot of places.
Is it?
Yes. But at the same time.
More dangerous than Chicago? More dangerous than Detroit? More dangerous than St. Louis?
More dangerous than San Antonio?
What's why?
I'm just trying to give you the other side of things, because you went right for the jugular with Chicago and Detroit, because I can't argue that.
Okay.
I mean, I know it very well. But, the thing is when you look at it, the Coliseum has been awful for a long time, for whatever sport you choose, for football, for baseball, whatever you do. And if you haven't been there before, it butts right up to Oracle for the Warriors. Okay. They share the same parking lots. And it's just not – it's right on the highway, but it's just not a very good location as it is. But the dilapidated conditions of the field for football and baseball should not be for professional on a major league level. I'm glad they're getting something done, because the Warriors are already going to San Francisco, and this was you're going to see this happen. Then following the Raiders, and they're looking to, they're going to Vegas. So Oakland was going to be pretty quick without any teams if they didn't do something. I like the fact that at least they're making a stand and saying, for the A's that didn't threaten to leave, we're going to take care of you.
I think if I'm the city attorney in my suit, I probably file the suit just because they traded Khalil Mack and made that team horrible.
And Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I would probably file suits on that more than I would the fact that they're leaving and colluding with the rest of the NFL, because that's a poor product on the field right now.
It's really bad. Gruden thinks he's going to make it better. He fired, you know, whether he fired or someone fired, Davis fired, Reggie McKenzie. Gruden is putting his stamp all over this thing. He's got 100 million reasons why he's able to do it. But yeah. The fact of the matter is, he's also promised he's going to get him back to prominence and a Super Bowl. That's a pretty big ticket to cash with the way you've gotten off to this start. You better make damn good use of every draft pick you get. You better get out in free agency and sign some big names at some good prices that are going to do some damage for you. I'll give him credit for this. For as bad as it looked with how oil and water, it looked like he and Carr were going to be. After they got over the initial kind of confrontations, Carr's looked a lot better. He's played a lot better. So I think that maybe they won't be looking at a quarterback. But, boy, they got to make a lot of good decisions in the draft and in free agency if they're going to try and get that team back to prominence quickly. Because if you haven't looked in that division with that much talent, good luck to you.
Yeah, well, Parsons 3-10. I don't know how well you think Carr is looking, but
I know what the record says, but I also saw the numbers, and he's gotten better.
Is he trending?
Yeah, he's gotten better.
Put it this way, I stopped paying attention to Oakland many, many weeks ago.
Which is fair, yeah. Because why would you continue to look at a team that looked that bad? That made the other thing that really kind of bothered me was, it's one thing to – you don't admit you made a mistake by trading Khalil Mack. But then,
for defensive players.
Yeah, but then right after you trade Khalil Mack for the next 6 weeks, you go, boy, it's really hard to find a pass rusher. And, you know, we hope at some point we're going to find a – you had one of the best – arguably one of the top two pass rushers and defensive players in the entire league.
And
you went, yeah, just go.
You want some bad news for if you're – well, good news if you're a Cowboy fan. Bad news if you're an Eagles fan. Carson Wentz looks to probably miss the game this weekend – against the Rams, and this is a big one for them. Eagles have the Rams, Texans, and Redskins remaining on their schedule, and they need to go out and win all those games. So no healthy Carson Wentz against the Rams. Good luck.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was interesting to me, like, because they also put Corey Clement on the IR, which means,
yep,
to me, they might just be folding up their tents going, look, if we're not going to make it, the best thing we can do is get the highest draft pick possible. It may be time to just say, look, two-game lead insurmountable for the Cowboys. They did what they had to do. We had our shot. We didn't beat them. We had help from the referees, but it didn't work. Or we didn't have any help from the referees. They did.
Yeah, but you're trailing Minnesota by one game in the loss column. They have the tie that bails them out, but I know you got the Panthers to deal with, but they're playing bad.
They're awful.
But, if Philly had any chance, they're not out of it. If Philly had any chance, they had to beat the Rams and the Texans. I mean, they had to win out. The Rams, Texans, Redskins, without
Think
Wentz,
about this, Barry. You're going to put but with Wentz, and you're going to put him in front of that defensive front seven for the Rams, and you're going to let Aaron Donald and those boys and Sue tee off on him if he's got any kind of back issue? Because now you're not talking about an injury that just cost you the rest of this season. Now you're talking about setting back the franchise, because he may not ever be the same if he takes some big hits already with back issues against one of the best front sevens in football.
But you still have Fletcher Cox. You still have a good defense, especially up front. And the Rams can – I mean, look what happened last week with the Rams. What, they put up 6 points, something like that? I mean – this is a team that I think that you're seeing some of the parity in it. Who'd they lose to? The Bears?
Yeah.
Good up front. Guess what the Eagles are? Good up front. I mean, that.
But you're also playing in Chicago. When you play in L.A., the Rams are a different team, and you know that.
Sure. But, I mean, it's not like they're unbeatable. It's not like if you have a good – if defensively you can hold up, especially up front, and I believe the Eagles can. They're just – I think the problem is going to be, if I were making my own – argument against it, is the secondary is bad, but
yeah, bad.
But they're stout up front. They're good up front. So, but at this point, if Wentz doesn't play, sorry, Holly, your Eagles are out of it.
Yeah, season would be over then. So keep that in mind if you're making any kind of picks or bets this weekend. Maybe get that line before it changes. But it doesn't look like Carson Wentz is going to go, and if he does, he's not going to be 100% as the Eagles take on the Rams on Sunday. But we're going to take some of your calls if you want to get in here, 713-780-3776, or your text messages. Also take some tweets and look at those during the break. Nate Griffin's going to join us at the bottom of the hour as well for another segment. So we want to make sure you stop by Gatlin's Barbecue here on Ella if you're in the area. The best staff around, so friendly and so kind. very nice people and just unbelievable barbecue as we continue to roll on before we hit the break. I know that you got golfers on your list for the holidays, and I've got an idea for you because as a golfer, who doesn't want to hit it farther, hit it higher, be more accurate, have more forgiving clubs? Those are the kind of things that have your scores go lower and your excitement for playing the game go higher. Well, I've got an answer for you for all those things. If the golfer's on your list looking for clubs, tell them to check out PXG clubs because PXG clubs are the clubs that tour pros are raving about. They describe them as undeniably the best. They are the real deal. And not only are they talking about them, but they're getting the results because PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe and even a college national championship. They are the newest, most innovative, and best clubs out there today. So if you're looking to help the golfer in your life and give them a Merry Christmas, all you've got to do to step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever is schedule a fitting at the Club of Carlton Woods right here in the Woodlands. And you do that by calling 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or you can visit pxg.com and book a custom fitting. PXG, nobody makes clubs the way that we do, period.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gatlin's Barbecue on Ella. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. It's The Usual Suspects from Gatlin's Barbecue, brought to you by Hawk Security. And with Hawk Security comes Nate Griffin, my man.
Hey, man.
What's up, brother?
Everything is good, Joel. How are you?
I'm good.
And Barry? Barry, what's going on, Barry?
Yes, sir.
Barry, what were we laughing about a moment ago? We were laughing about something a moment ago.
Nudity.
nudity.
So, I mean,
what?
You know,
Joel,
because you know of all the people, no. Nate would be the guy that's not going to be laughing and talking about that.
Definitely nope. Not. No. In fact, I swore yesterday that when I found out you were doing the show with us, my whole goal was to get you to curse on air. That was, and they were like, never going to happen. Your Nate is a professional.
If Patrick Creighton can't make me curse on the air, my ace bull, no way.
He's been known to make people curse. I'm just letting you know.
He does.
No comment.
Yeah, he's been known to make people a little hot under the collar.
Yes.
But you, as I mentioned in the first segment with you in the first hour, wrapping up another season doing college football, and Barry and I kicked this around a lot, just storylines around college football, but primarily the first one was the Heisman Trophy. We said, and I was shocked that Tua won it, but we had said, look, from a hype, from a team standpoint, from the results, and the fact that Tua didn't play in most fourth quarters, that – I thought that he'd be the leader in the clubhouse. But we looked at those numbers.
Murray won it.
I think he meant that.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
He said Tua.
Yeah. We thought going in, Tua would be the favorite to win.
I just look at Joel when he said, I don't want to correct him because I know he's going somewhere. Just let him go.
But at the same time, were you pleased that they got it right? In terms of just one individual football player that did more than anybody else, that Kyler Murray was the guy.
I tweeted it before it happened. I tweeted out that it's going to come down to Tua, not Haskins. Haskins had a great season.
Sure did.
I tweeted out it's going to come down to Tua and Kyler Murray. Don't be surprised if Kyler Murray wins it.
Nice.
Because of the competition he played at the end, the very last game, they didn't play Northwestern like Ohio State.
Right.
They played Texas.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that Texas has that oomph like they once did. But.
Yeah, but still a very competitive team, a little bit more competitive than Northwestern. The game was a lot more had a lot of hype. And the intensity that came with that game, playing in that game, I thought Kyler Murray brought it. And the fact that Tua got hurt, the fact that Jalen Hurts came in against Georgia and beat Georgia without Tua. Now, he had help, but Tua came in. It was not his game. Jalen Hurts came from Channel View.
Yes.
Came in the game and won the game for Alabama. I said, oh, that's a problem.
I tell you, I was pleasantly surprised that Murray won it. I shouldn't say surprised. I was happy because I was making the case for him. Statistically, he had a better year than Tua did. He had a better year than Haskins did. So he should have won it. I didn't think that they would vote that way. But I'll tell you this, as an Aggie fan, you see that and you go, jeez, Kevin Sumlin really screwed the pooch, man.
Ooh, man.
You let a Heisman Trophy quarterback leave College Station, and then he went and sat behind Baker Mayfield.
Yes, who won the Heisman.
Yeah.
In fairness to Sumlin, though, he had a Heisman Trophy winner in
Johnny
Manziel.
He didn't recruit him, though, did he?
Mike Sherman.
Mike Sherman's recruit. Yeah, that was Mike Sherman's recruit.
Because remember, now he was going to go to Texas, and Mack Brown wanted to make him a defensive back.
Yeah.
So then he started looking around for other places to play. Sherman brought him in, and then he won the Heisman.
Right. But, you know, when there was that big mass exodus of quarterbacks from A&M because nobody was getting along, and the culture was souring, and it was a lot of it had to do with Sumlin at the helm and the way he was letting things go in the locker room, and Manziel being there had a lot to do with that. Man, you really look at that and you think, not saying that they run roughshod over the SEC, but when you see Kyler Murray and what he's able to do on the field,
he's going to be a hell of a baseball player.
He is one heck of a baseball player. But if you watch him break down defenses, that's what's really impressive. He knows when to get out of the pocket, when that pocket is collapsing. He knows when to take off running. And he is a very effective runner. He can put the ball on the money to any receiver and not get him killed. Being a former receiver, those are the things I look for. Where are you throwing the ball? There you go. Are you putting it in an area where I'm going to get just killed or whatever the case may be? He does so many things well. And it looks like he really has the respect of the football team.
Yeah.
Especially
doubt about it.
If you have the offensive lineman blocking for you and respecting you, you have respect to the football team.
It's the one position that almost seems to be a 12-month-a-year proposition if you're going to play it on the pro level. But it seems like this guy's got a grasp of it more than most. Because Joe Theismann came out and said, hey, congratulations, way to win the Heisman. Now go have a long career in baseball. You can't tell tone on Twitter, but he took a lot of heat because it was like, what are you trying to say? Because this kid is really good. And we were talking in the break about the fact that if Haskins comes out at Ohio State, which he's rumored to be doing, he'll be a top 10 pick. That the next quarterback off the board is going to be Herbert of Oregon, although he's considering going back. But when you look at these guys, and Barry and I talked about it from a size standpoint, all the tools, Haskins has a great skill set.
Right.
Where do we feel like Murray would be if he was in the draft, if he did go out and offer his services up in the NFL? Would he be a first-round pick? Would he be a guy that a team is going to make their centerpiece like a Baker Mayfield, the guy that won the Heisman a year ago?
I don't think this is your traditional NFL anymore. I think, and you know, we talked about this off air a few years ago when Pat and I were doing the show. I said to him, because I cover college football and call college football games, this is all they run. They run spread offenses. That's all you're going to see. That's what the NFL is going to turn into. And what is the NFL doing? It's transitioning into that kind of a deal. And so I think now when you look at a Kyler Murray, you might think second or third round 3 or 4 years ago. Now you have to consider his skill set, and you at the least you consider high second round pick when he should be a first round pick, because he's got the skills of a first round pick. He's got the skills of a top 10 player.
Now you got $10 million on the table with the A's, though.
Yeah.
So I think if it's his decision, it's a tough decision.
And to your point, he can play longer. Yeah. You play baseball longer. I had this discussion with someone else. You can play baseball longer. You're going to make more money.
Up front, too.
Yeah, but the call of football, it is so strong. You guys know this. You've been in sports all your life. The call of football is so strong. When the NFL calls, it's kind of like, I can't go. I can make up my money in endorsements. Okay, maybe you can, you know. But baseball, you can play a long time with the skill set he has.
Making a lot of money.
Yes, sir.
You see these
once you get past your arbitration and all that and, you know, that your team control. But that's why I say up front, you're going to make a lot. He's going to get a huge signing bonus if he hasn't already. I want to say he did
with the A's.
Like $2.5 million or something like that. So you get that money up front, and then you can go play baseball. And the track now to the MLB is a lot faster than it used to be. You used to have to sit in the minors for 4 and 5 and 6
ride
years.
Ride buses.
Yep. Yeah, and now they have a big investment. If I'm giving you $2.5 million, I want you up on the big leagues paying dividends.
I agree.
So so the track might be faster to get in there and get to that money. So, I think up front it's a little bit more, and obviously longevity-wise, but star power?
Oh, man. I mean.
Plus,
he's an older player now. You don't have to worry about Twitter anymore. You're not 14, 15 years old anymore.
Right, right.
You know, now you're a grown man, and you know what to say and what to do
on social media what not to do. Now you can make some real money, because I think endorsements, I think with the right agent,
yeah,
I think he could really do well and make up the
and
money
remember
that he
now,
would make in
the
baseball.
Knock on Baker Mayfield coming out was he was too small and he was not fast enough and did all these things. And size was a problem. And he's proved them wrong so far to this point.
He's also 6'1". Kyler Murray's a 5'11". So and I don't even believe that he's 5'11". He's probably a little smaller than that.
I don't believe Baker Mayfield's 6'1".
I think well,
he may not be, but you know what his favorite quarterback was last year?
Who?
Well, Baker Mayfield's senior year. It was last year at Oklahoma. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Great quarterback, I understand. Baker Mayfield had it all. The chip, he could read defenses. He could do everything a quarterback needs to do at the next level. He did it all, man. I just love him.
He was the most positive Johnny Manziel. He took all the positive aspects of Johnny Manziel, that quiet, that cocky confidence, and that ability to believe that doesn't matter what people think his liabilities and his lesser qualities are, and just excel. He takes all of them.
I got made fun of because I said I thought he would be the first round or the first pick in the draft.
Oh, so did I.
Mayfield, yeah.
So did I.
I got made fun of.
The same criticism.
But if you watch these guys play, because there's that stigma, well, you got to be 6'5", you got to be a pocket passer. And it's like you were saying, at some point, you're just good at what you do. And it doesn't matter the height or any – sometimes you're just good at what you do. But I think he's doing the right thing by going to baseball first, because you can't really reverse the order. You're only going to get one shot at this.
That's right.
If you play football first – and then try to play baseball, you can't do that. But he could spend 4 or 5 years in the A's organization, playing baseball, staying in shape, doing his thing. But doesn't work out, he can always go back to football.
Yeah. Chris Winkie.
I don't know that you could do it in reverse order.
Yeah, Chris Winkie, Brandon Whedon, guys like that, they took their shot at baseball, and then they went back.
Yeah.
And they did that. Before we let you go on this segment, I do want to ask you, because of your experience with college football, and you mentioned the spread offense, do you see this trend starting, and is it going to be a successful trend, college football's coaching staffs, their top coaches going into the NFL and being successful?
Ooh, I know that Riley Odom,
Lincoln Riley,
I'm sorry.
Yep.
There was a question about him taking a professional job. And if I'm him, I stay in college because first of all, I have more control. I see a lot more high school players that I can go out and recruit and turn those players into the Baker Mayfields, the Kyler Murrays of the world. I can do that at Oklahoma. I'm not so sure I can do that as a professional coach.
Security and longevity seems to be there in college, especially when you go into a quarterback's parents' living room and says, I just produced 2 Heisman Trophy winners. I can do the same thing for your son.
And watch Rice and Mike Bloomgren. I'm looking for him to blow up.
Is he going to turn it around?
I think he's going to – no question. I think he's going to turn it around. And there's a young quarterback over there. I won't give out his name right now because I'm not sure if that's the direction he's going to go in. I can hear it already. Don't you be giving out my quarterback's name. But at the same time, I think they're going to be good. Just watch them.
Good deal. Another one to watch in the city. That's great. Nate will be back at 3:30. Join us for another segment. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
And we appreciate you guys listening along the way. So if you want to stop in, we're here at Gatlin's Barbecue on Ella. But, of course, you can tune in all the way till 4 o'clock. Then the Blitz will take you home till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I'll tell you about the Houston Rockets. Rockets been on a road trip. They've been struggling, but they're back home now. And as you know, last night they beat the Portland Trailblazers, and that's a step in the right direction as they look to continue to win games and climb the Western Conference standings. And it's not too late for you to get a holiday pack right now for the Rockets fan on your list. 5 games starting as low as $149. There's 2 different 5-game packs to choose from. The Holiday Red Pack guarantees tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, the Unibrow and the Pelicans, and the Dallas Mavericks. And the Holiday Silver Pack has great seats to see Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and their final appearance in Houston this year in the regular season, the Golden State Warriors, and much more. Take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special next Wednesday when the Rockets host John Wall, Bradley Beal, and the Washington Wizards. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 1 family holiday photo with Santa Clutch, or some live reindeer. Well, how do you beat that? You can do that right now by getting onto Rockets.com or calling 713-627-DUNK and get that package. Get one of the 5-game packs or get tickets to next Wednesday night after you and the family open up your presents from Santa. Celebrate at Toyota Center, the Rockets against the Oklahoma City Thunder on Christmas Day. Lots to choose from, and the only place to get it all, Rockets.com.
Has the face, has the snake.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gatlin's Barbecue on Ella. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You heartbreak. Well, let's hope that didn't go over the air. Hey, we're back on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 at the top of the hour. We'll be joined by the Sports Mappers on 94.1 as we continue to roll on here at Gatlin's Barbecue on Ellis. Stop by and see us. Hawk Security bringing us to you today from Gatlin's Barbecue. And Hawk Security is the place to get your home security system. They offer everything and everything that you need. From just the regular home security system, cameras and microphones at the front door, so you can not only see who's at your doorstep, but you can speak to them even when you're not home by using the app on your phone. They do temperature control and thermostats. They do fire control and CO2. So lots of different things. You should check them out at hawksecurity.com. Barry and I were talking a little bit with Nate about some college football things.
Yeah, somebody texted the show and said, ha-ha, Kyler Murray's like 5'9". And then Kevin Joseph on Twitter's like, yeah, I was next to him, but he might be 5'9". Look, I'm just reading the stats off of Wiki. Wikipedia has him listed as 5'11". If you just go to your Googles and type in Kyler Murray, it gives you all the stats. That's why I ain't got time to go digging into actual height. That's why I said we all know he's probably not 5'11". There's no way, but – settle down.
That just screws me. I thought you knew every measurement on every player.
Yeah, well, you know, I keep a book of every player's
kind of
height.
Stuff that gets me all irritated.
You know, yeah. Did you see the ex-Packer coach Winston Moss?
Yep.
Comes out and says in an interview, Aaron Rodgers has been the coach for 9 years, basically saying, "Don't get it twisted." So this was the quote. He said
he doubled down, right?
Yeah.
Because the one I mentioned last week.
Yeah, he said it didn't work out this year, but you go back through the course of when Aaron Rodgers got a shot starting in 2008, they have grown exponentially together, meaning him and Mike McCarthy. He said they've created one of the best dynamic duos in the league. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Mike McCarthy's resume speaks for itself. Aaron Rodgers has been the head coach for the last 9 years. Just joking. So he said it, and then he immediately was like, I shouldn't have said that. I still need to get a job somewhere.
If he said everything except for that last sentence,
he would have been
he
okay.
He just rectified everything where he put his foot in his mouth the week earlier, and he probably got himself another job. Now people are going to be like, bro, one, stay off of social media, and two, someday you're going to go back and look at this and go, I put my foot in my mouth and put my...
I should have just shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kicked myself in the rear.
What I love is the Yahoo Sports put out a tweet, and it says, former Go Pack Go coach Winston Moss isn't done roasting the organization. Quote, Aaron Rodgers has been the coach for 9 years. But the picture is what makes it great, because it's Aaron Rodgers in uniform talking to a coach who's got Aaron Rodgers' head and helmet on. So pretty awesome that he's basically coaching himself up on the sidelines. Good for Yahoo for that little nugget right
based
there.
Based on that body type, it's definitely Mike McCarthy's body. But
definitely. Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know if you saw this. Michael Kendricks, the linebacker that had been rung up on insider trading when he was with the Browns. Browns cut him. Seahawks picked him up. He started last week for the Seahawks and the big victory over the Vikings. He's done for the year. Now, he has a broken tibia, so he's out. So that hurts Seattle as they continue to try and hold on to a playoff spot in the NFC and try and climb the ladder a little bit. And by the way, that was coming after he served that 8-game suspension. He's going to be sentenced in January. People familiar with the situation said he could be facing between 30 to 37 months in prison. Based on the federal guidelines and the amount of money involved in the insider trading, he goes away for 3 years, his career's over.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
you can't miss that much time in professional sports, especially in the NFL, and expect to be able to come back. And
Now, you could be like Nate's pastor and just say you're going to give it back, the guy he was covering yesterday. And if he's going to give it back, maybe they go light. But even light, I don't think he's playing again.
That was Nate's pastor?
No, not Nate's personal. But I'm saying the guy that Nate was covering.
Oh, okay.
Nate's an upstanding man. He doesn't talk about nudity, and he has top quality church and pastor.
Yeah, no doubt. I found this thing on Bro Bible where it's like some of the better prop bets for the 2018 college football bowl season. So they have bowl wins by conference. Okay, so I'll start with your conference, and we'll see what you think here. But they set an over-under for each conference. They have the Big Ten at 4.5.
Wins?
Yeah, but bowl wins. Yep. You taking the over or are you taking the under?
I haven't even really looked at the schedule, but if the stupid Wisconsin Badgers don't win the Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium.
That's a huge bowl.
No, stop.
Sorry.
What, then the two teams have to, did you see this when Notre Dame plays there and they have to change their uniforms to look like the Yankees?
Oh, that's right, they do, huh?
Yeah. I'm not for any of that. I mean, there's just too many bowl games as it is, period. But I haven't really looked at the schedule yet, and I know I should.
Yeah, I was trying to get it pulled up by conference for you so I could read them. All right. Well,
Ohio State's playing. Who's Ohio State playing? Because they're not in one of the big four bowls.
All right. Here is the bowls. You ready?
Yep.
So 26, Minnesota versus Georgia Tech.
One win for the Big Ten.
Okay. Miami versus Wisconsin.
Miami?
Yeah, versus Wisconsin.
They already beat Miami a year ago, but this year
you're rolling with Wisconsin?
No, I think the Canes can win.
Okay, so they're 1-1. Purdue-Auburn?
Auburn's going to win.
Okay. Florida-Michigan in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl?
Michigan's going to win.
All right. Michigan State-Oregon?
Michigan State's been two up and down, but so is Oregon.
That's the Red Box Bowl,
yeah.
Man.
I love
Red Box Bowl.
That's
the
Red Box. No.
Northwestern and Utah?
Northwestern Utah. Better win than
I'll take Utah. Mississippi State and Iowa.
Mississippi State.
Yep. Kentucky, Penn State.
Penn State wins that game.
Uh-huh. And Washington, Ohio State.
Ohio State wins that game.
Okay.
So I think the over on the four and a half,
you're going over?
I'd go over, yeah.
Now, what they did is they set the SEC, which obviously, as you can imagine, the SEC had the highest number because it's just a superior conference in every way, shape, or form.
What are you, AJ?
So here's your bowl games for the SEC. Tell me if you're taking the over or the under on the 6.5 games. Vanderbilt, Baylor.
Win.
Okay, Vanderbilt. Purdue, Auburn.
Win.
Okay. Michigan, Florida.
Loss.
All right. Virginia, South Carolina.
Win.
So 3-1.
Yep.
Oklahoma, Alabama.
Win.
You think Oklahoma beats Bama?
No, I'm sorry.
You think Bama beats? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's four. Oklahoma State, Missouri.
Oklahoma State.
Okay. I'm probably taking Missouri in that one. A&M, NC State.
Aggies. Oh, it's a good game, but A&M, yeah.
Iowa, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
That's, six right there?
Yeah.
LSU, UCF.
LSU.
Okay, so seven, so you're taking the over.
Yeah, I got the over in both.
Yeah, Penn State, Kentucky, you already said, and then Texas, Georgia. Give me Georgia in that one.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, so somewhere around eight. But I just find it interesting, man, that they have each one listed, right? So they have the one that they Sun Belt at 2.5, the MAC at 2.5, Conference USA at 2.5, Big 12 at 2.5. That one surprised me a little bit. The Big 12 at 2.5 being one of the bigger conferences because the AAC had 3.5 as the over-under and the ACC at 4.5. So.
But they got some tough matchups for their best teams. The matchups for their best teams are what's going to tell you dictate the conference. Oklahoma opening up with Alabama, it's not a good sign.
One of the other prop bets, largest margin of victory at 40.5. You taking the over or the under on the largest of any bowl?
Under.
You taking the under? You don't think any team wins by 40?
I don't think anybody's blasting
anybody by 40. Not in a bowl game, right?
No.
Because they're usually somewhat competitive. Right. Okay, I'm with you. I'll take the under.
Plus, you get plenty of time to prepare.
Right.
So, I don't think it's going to be as big a blowout.
So, they have passing yards. Will a player throw for 6 touchdowns? Now, that I would take the
possible.
Over. Yes. Yeah. I'll take – yes is plus 100.
All right, hey, we're going to get to the final hour of the show coming up next. It's the usual suspects. We're going to be joined by the Sports Mappers. But for right now, it's ESPN 97.5.